Welcome to the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope, your source for all things new and cool in the Premier Rock Forum. So sit back, strap in, and prepare to be rocked. Let's do this.
Welcome to another edition of the PRF Radio Hour. This is an hour of music made by people within the Premier Rock Forum online community and in real life. Community, a bunch of excellent people and excellent musicians. And we're going to start tonight off with a band from my hometown, Kenosha, Wisconsin. You may have heard of us recently. This band, actually, they are studio neighbors of mine. The studio that I record the audio voiceover parts for, right here in town, in our hometown, their rehearsal space, their Doma's rehearsal space, is right next to mine. So yeah, we're intimate, and they have a brand new record. It's called American Rust. It came out, I believe, in June or July. And I was finally able to get a copy of it. You cannot find it on Bandcamp.com like the vast majority of the music that you hear here on the PRF Radio Hour, but you can pick it up from, Amazon.com. iTunes has it. You can stream it on Spotify, or you could go to Denoma's website, and if you like it, you can order it direct, www.denomatribe.com. That's their spot online. Send them a request. If you dig this song, this one is called Hands Are Up, right here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope.
Don't shoot.
from the 2016 PRF BBQ Lou compilation. There was a barbecue, PRF barbecue, in Louisville, Kentucky in 2016, and there was a big, fat compilation of many, maybe not all, but most of the bands that played at that bash. It's available on Bandcamp. And you heard track 22 from the Trophy Wives. That's a song called On High. I have no idea where else you could find that track. I looked around, and that's the only spot where I could find it online. So there you go. The Trophy Wives, by the way, their bass player, Tony Ash, is the husband of Stephanie Vogt, who is the lead singer of Denoma, who you just heard opening up the show. So there's a fascinating tidbit for you. And here's another one. Now, this band called Wowza in Kalamazoo, they are obviously from Kalamazoo. And they have a record called Crown Shy that just came out recently. And this is a wonderful song right here. It leads the EP off, Crown Shy. And it's called It Feels, right here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope.
Dust is all around. dried up, covered in the dirt, wanting your name, grasping for your breath. Parched and phased, staring down death, hearts that bleed, play dead best.
From Kalamazoo, Michigan, another band. Band number two from Kalamazoo, Michigan, that was Out. They did a EP called Take the Peninsula not too long ago. Actually released May 1st of 2020, and there are six songs on that thing. And they're it's described as reinterpretations of songs old and new on Bandcamp. So, yeah, you can find that there. They're a great band, and they're great folks, and check it out. Now, up next, a band that could be described as something of a kind of PRF supergroup in a way. It's Cubber, and they have a record called Drinking Bird that came out a few months ago, and or actually just earlier this summer, and it's really, really good. This band features John Bush on drums. He's from Judgment Day and Water Into Blood. Craig Eastman, the bass player from Hurry Up Shotgun. Paul Warner, guitar and vocals. He's played in The Gary and Will Go Machete. And it's good stuff, you guys. Let's listen to the lead track from The Drinking Bird. It's called Stress Gum here on the PRF Radio Hour.
Systems change. Augustus out of his house,
he berates, failing to bail into the holy heart of the surrender to God that he has so long contemplated, breaks into tears, stretches out beneath the fig tree and cries himself out.
From 2007, that's Japam, J-A-P-M-N. That's Jason Tuller's side project, or was. He's part of Bone and Bell. Bone and Bell has a record actually coming out next month, later next month. And you heard Dial Me Home from Hard Day's Work, which is a record that Jason did in one day at work, while at work. Good job, Jason. That's the kind of work I could get behind. Coming up next, The Bismarck from Seattle, Washington. They had a 50th anniversary show in 2017, and they just put that out for the world to listen to, for those of us who couldn't be there at the show. And that's on Bandcamp, and we're going to listen to Bedbreaker.
Hey!
last song is a slow jam for the lovers. They didn't come tonight, but...
You never do.
I never do. Before I forget...
if your lovers aren't coming, you're doing it wrong.
On Tuesday night, Tom has set us up a very nice evening of tour, etc. storytelling. All sorts of musicians from it throughout the Seattle music scene will be doing that.
Tuesday. Fucking come out Tuesday, please. It's at the High Dive in Fremont. Yay. It's a fun... More importantly, it's a fundraiser.
Yes.
For Rain City Rock Camp.
Yes.
We don't want the kids to rock without money.
They need money.
What kind of lesson would that teach them?
I bite back. You eat me, I'ma eat you.
That's it.
Come on, let's get started. All right, come on.
That's a good answer.
I bite back.
From Detroit, Michigan, that's Steve Harvey Oswald. Steve Harvey Oswald. They had an EP that they did a couple years ago. It's called To Serve Man. you heard Put It to a Vote. I've seen them play a few shows, and I think my favorite Steve Harvey Oswald show was at Thunder Snow a few years ago, where they were playing next to the pool. In the Terrace Bay Hotel, it was the most wonderful and stupid thing I've ever seen in my life. It was a great show. This people splashing around in the pool with this insane punk rock band playing. It was great. Now let's get excited about this. There is a band from Seattle that is two-thirds... Do you listen to a lot of PRF bands? There's this band called Police Teeth, who are just, for my money, one of the greatest bands on earth, PRF and beyond. And this is two-thirds of the Police Teeth. This is James Burns and Richie Boyer from Seattle, and Chris Van Gompel If I Had a Hi-Fi, from Milwaukee. The band is called Mr. Dude. They have a record coming out September 25th called Killed by Life. And we're going to hear a sneak peek of that album now. This record, this song is actually, you can stream it on Bandcamp. And then the rest of it's going to be out there on the 25th in a couple weeks. This is called Night of the Living Radium Girls, right here on the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope.
Oh,
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's If I Had a Hi-Fi. The full If I Had a Hi-Fi. They made a record last year in May of 2019. It's called We're Never Going Home. What you heard was Space is Fake. I think by far my favorite song on the album. I love it. Are you ready to chill now? Are you ready to just mellow out? We've been banging our heads here for a while. And are you ready to just kind of relax? All right, let's do that. I've got the perfect thing for it. Bon Air from Louisville, Kentucky. This is a duo from Louisville. And recently, actually in July, they put out a single that will, if you buy it on Bandcamp, and it is on Bandcamp, if you buy it, that money will go to the Bail Project. So take a look on Bandcamp for this track called You'd Need Me to Need You. It's pretty lovely. It's perfect for a summer night. Let's relax with that now.
We'll be right back.
That's a song called Fourth Equals D from Jason R.G.O. That's on the fourth grade PRF songwriting challenge number 2. It was themed after... all right, here, I'll explain this really quick again. The PRF songwriting challenge was a weekly songwriting challenge that occurred, I believe, from 2008 to 2011. And it ultimately yielded... A 105 albums worth of original compositions. And each record that would come out, each theme each week would be whatever they decided to pick. Like this one was fourth grade. There were beavers and telephone booths or telephones. There were hometown humiliation. There was just all kinds of themes over the course of the songwriting challenge. So anyway, that one was fourth grade, Jason RGO. That track was it's been stuck in my head for weeks now. I found this thing during the middle of the summer. That was originally released September 29th of 2008. Now something new, relatively new, something that came out last July. Erratic Retaliator Strategy. Very cool guys, very cool duo from Chicago, Illinois. They put out an album called Instructions, and this is another track that's just, I walk around and then all of a sudden it's just banging in my head. It's got a ZZ Top thing going on, but not, if you know what I mean. Anyway, it's a great track. It's going to get stuck in your head too right now. It's called Think to Breathe on the PRF Radio Hour.
Face plant. Whoa. Nation.
That's Ossifer from Tallahassee, Florida. They put out a record in May on the 28th of 2020, this year, called Parasitic Thought, and you heard Daring Evolution here on the PRF Radio Hour. My name is Jeff Moody. We're getting to about the, we must be about three quarters of the way through the show. I've got a band here with something relatively new. This was all, well, it also came out in May of this year. It's a band called Gripping. They're from Lincoln, Nebraska. And hold on to your hats, man. This thing, I love this track. This is a hard banger. It's called Jeans to Bed on the PRF Radio Hour.
Thank you.
firsts here on the PRF Radio Hour. And that's it for this edition of the PRF Radio Hour on Radio Nope. My name's Jeff Moody. I've enjoyed being your host tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. Come back next week, and we'll see you then. Don't quit.